Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Tell me about the new Health Response Fund. What is it? And why was it established?
People across North Texas right now are really anxious to find ways that they can do positive things and things that are constructive to help our own community during this coronavirus pandemic. And at Children's Health, we created the Children's Health Response Fund so that people can stand alongside the patients and families who still turn to Children's Health every single day right now. You know, children's illnesses and injuries don't take a break just because the coronavirus has arrived. And so this Children's Health Response Fund helps us do several things. It helps us in funding the operation of our command center and purchasing the necessary equipment and supplies to continue caring for kids and to also help our caregivers on the team at Children's Health operate as safely as possible during this period. It provides resources that we can use to support patient families, many of whom are going through a very difficult financial time right now. Lots of folks have been laid off or lost their jobs, and those financial pressures can really add significant complications when you're caring for a sick or injured child. And Children's Health is proud to be able to stand alongside those families and provide support and assistance when we can. It also helps to support research and our child life program, all the other things at Children's Health that still continue to operate and are needed more than ever during a critical time like this.
What's the easiest way to help? Is it to make a monetary donation or to gather the various supplies? And while we're on the subject, what are the supplies that are most needed right now?
So people can help really in three ways. It's always simple and easy to make a cash gift to Children's Health. Children's Health is a not-for-profit healthcare system, so charitable gifts are important year-round. They're more important now than ever, and you can go to give.childrens.com and make a gift into that Children's Health Response Fund that will enable us to continue to be there for all the kids and families who turn to us every day. You can also go to childrens.com/sendcard. If you want to just send an encouraging message to one of the patients who's in the hospital today or to a member of our caregiver team, those e-cards will be delivered to them and help lift their spirits during such a stressful time. Anyone and everyone can easily do that online. And if you've got personal protective equipment that you can donate, we would welcome those donations as well. Those are things like N95 masks and surgical masks or non-latex gloves, other kinds of equipment like that, goggles especially. We are accepting donations of that personal protective equipment on our Dallas campus on Wednesdays between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. and on our Plano campus on Thursdays between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. If you go to childrens.com, all the information is available there about how to make that drop-off of personal protective equipment if you'd like to donate it.
Has children seen any shortages, Brent, in any of those items you just referenced?
You know, Chris, the entire healthcare community is seeing shortages of personal protective equipment. It's more extreme in areas like New York City right now, but all healthcare institutions across the country are facing shortages in personal protective equipment. And We know that contributions of cash are certainly important as we are able to source additional ways to purchase that kind of equipment. But in-kind donations right now are also critically important. For folks who may have that, not need to use it themselves, they can donate it to Children's Health and know that it will be put to good use. And it is more critical now than ever.
And I'm not sure if you can answer this or not, but someone had asked the question here in the newsroom, if a child is hospitalized with COVID-19 symptoms, you know, you mentioned sending a card to lift their spirits. Do the parents get to be around them, or do they have to be isolated?
Chris, there are a lot of additional restrictions right now on how our healthcare institutions are operating. That's true at Children's Health as well. And so there are limits on the numbers of family members and parents, of course, who can be with a patient. Those restrictions keep family members and extended guests and friends away from the hospital right now. Parents can be with a child one at a time. There are all sorts of things that are different and more complicated about how we provide support for kids while they're in the hospital, including the interaction with their own families. That's why things like these e-cards are a really important way and helpful way to boost the spirits of everybody. It lets them know that the community's with them. We know the times are tough, but we're all standing together. People feel that in North Texas every day, and in times like this, it's especially helpful to feel that in tangible ways, like through sending that kind of an e-card message.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.